Hi guys, my name is Irina Kohn, a private investor, businesswoman, and person who all the time study and learn how to improve your cash flow every day, every week, every month. Today I would like to speak with you and tell you what it was very interesting for me when I find it. And it was like, So when you try to buy a house or when you buy to try apartment, doesn't matter, real estate, always double check not only prices, not only location, not only quality. Also, on a high level, you need to check FHA, Home Owner Association. It's very, very important, and a lot of people forgot about this. And I tell you why. Because a lot of people just catch location and it's kind of, hey, I don't have enough money, and this location, not my best location, but they have super price. And mostly, when people make mistake, they buy super cheap with super small price. But homeowner association, they pay bunch of money. So for example, if you, I see a lot in our practice, and I speak with a lot of realtors, and I speak with a lot clients, and I see all the time same mistake. If you have super small price, then more smaller price is ridiculous. Then smaller price, more homeowner association. It's ridiculous and it's not correct. So I see a lot of people go and buy apartment or condominium for like $60,000-$70,000 and they pay like $600-$700 homeowner association every month. Every month, it's a bunch of money. And for example, if you buy a house for $100,000, they homeowner association cost maybe only like $200. It's ridiculous. You have better location, higher price, but homeowner association goes down. And it's good because if you look, you will live long term, like 5-10 years, and opportunity, how you can grow this and how much you save with homeowner association, it's awesome. Because look, if you, for example, buy a bad location, cheap price, but you have homeowner association so high, it means quality of your, it doesn't mean your quality of condominium apartment will be good. It means they do it just sucky job and take a lot of money. But if they do it bad job but still have a lot of money, you lose your money but you have bad quality. And for example, if they not take care of your location, if they not have like swimming pool clean or like outside so shitty, and if they don't have even like nice grass and all the stuff, even if you 5 years later want to sell your apartment or condominium, maybe you even lose money. Because if 5 years nobody take care of outside your condominium or apartment, it looks really bad, really bad. And price, of course, people look prettiness. So it means price for your apartment go down. For us, for example, if you pay much more money on the start, it's very good. But you save a lot of money, like $200-$500 every month with homeowner association, you save $1,000, $10,000 or maybe more every year with homeowner association, and they take care of outside, very nice garden, very nice swimming pool, they painting also very nice, fresh always. They have nice parking place with maybe covers, so it's also very good places. And then you want to sell after 5 years, your price for condominium or maybe apartments go up. So you save every month's money with homeowner association and they take care of much better, your price of apartment with value go up. For example, for us, we buy our house 3 years ago, and for 3 years we look price and it's already 30% increase for 3 years. So each year we increase our price for our house for 10%. It's amazing. And we pay, like say, banana price for homeowner association. Also, before you go and buy, go to manager and speak, ask a question. How they take care of, how common they have meetings, how much they pay, what included, what they fixed, how last time they fixed it. Ask a simple question and I'm sure you will be very happy about this. So never forget, ask price about homeowner association because it can be hurt you or can help you. So I hope it was very helpful for you guys. Speak with you soon, make a comment, subscribe, and see you soon. Bye-bye.